When baking beer, there are three basic necessities.
Barley, hops, and water. They're the essential ingredients.
That's Mike Stevenson, who grows hops, along with cider apples, on his Warm Spring Wind farm west of Sevastopol. He's also a founder of the NorCal Hop Growers Alliance.
I think we're right around 30 members now. That's a mixture of beer industry folks, breweries, and farmers. We probably have 11 or 12 farmer members, and we're probably looking at maybe close to an acre and a half total. So there's a lot of smaller scale, like eighth of an acre farms. And we recommend that's how people start out because getting everything dialed in with the trellis system can kind of be a lot to take on.
Those trellises are often 20 feet tall, Stevenson says, and the hops climb them quickly, which makes for a high volume crop out of a small planted area.
They're pretty dense since they're growing 20 feet in the air. So like a quarter acre might give you, it's around 300 or so plants. You could probably get 600 pounds or so of wet hops once you have everything dialed in and the plants are mature. And that's going to be enough to do a pretty large batch of wet hop beer on a commercial level.
Sonoma County is well suited for growing hops. In fact, County Agriculture Commissioner Tony Lindinger says they were once a big value crop here.
The peak of hop production, if you look at the crop report, was back in 1935 with 15,000 bales of hops with a value of $510,000. And then after 1955, you don't really see any evidence of hop production in the crop reports. Part of that was due to pest pressure with downy mildew and also mite. And then you also had the big industry in the Pacific Northwest coming online around the 50s.
But there are no commercial operations in the county now, Lindinger reports. Most of the small growers in the alliance use their hops for their own beer making or have a relationship with a local craft brewery. One of the most challenging things about growing hops, according to Stevenson, is harvesting them.
First of all, it's real hot. You're out there at the beginning to mid-August. The binds themselves are covered with these little spikes that help them climb whatever the bind comes in contact with. Those are razor sharp. If they get on your skin, they can cause irritation. Flowers themselves are covered with resins that a lot of people have an allergic reaction to. So the whole plant, when you touch it, basically can irritate your skin.
That's why he is so pleased by the new acquisition the Alliance recently made.
One of the things we were able to do last year with the NorCal Hop Growers Alliance is pull together enough resources to purchase a co-op harvester. So now all you have to do is cut your binds down with everything still attached and then bring them to where the harvester is located and run them through.
The hops grow up coconut fiber ropes strung on the trellises. At harvest time, it's all cut down and fed through the machine, leaving the hops in a bin and the framework still standing in place for the next growing cycle. And while it's unlikely that hops will ever be a major local product again, Stevenson's aspiration is focused on quality, not volume.
We'd like to build out this idea that there is a difference when hops are produced locally here in Sonoma County, and that actually translates into a different flavor and quality for brewing.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.